I'm Lucas Stalinski. I'm an entomologist at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
Ways to reduce psyllid control costs. For one thing, use monitoring and thresholds to establish your spraying frequency, right?
Yes. This is something that was investigated by Professor Phil Stansley, and he looked at whether we could use thresholds to time insecticides in mature citrus with nearly 100% HLB infection. And some of his investigations have shown that while calendar sprays will typically produce the highest yields and will have the greatest reduction in psyllid densities, sometimes, depending on the psyllid pressure, using an action threshold, for example, 0.2 psyllids per tap sampling per block, can result in higher profits and fewer sprays than a calendar spray, because the yield gain that you would get from those extra sprays does not result in greater economic output in because you invest more than that yield. You invest more in insecticides than make up for it with yield.
Border control, very important way to cut some costs. Focus on borders where a lot of psyllids congregate.
Yes, the highest psyllid densities and incidence of HLB will be on the borders. And replicated investigations from both Texas and Florida have shown that border sprays, while not a replacement to entire growth sprays, can you serve as a useful supplement. And during periods, particularly non-flushing periods, and during the dormant winter season, can in cases produce results that are statistically absolutely comparable to whole growth sprays. This is a valuable way of cutting costs.
You suggested that growers target to control psyllids in the flesh.
Right. This refers to killing off psyllid populations at their weakest link prior to flushes. So, for example, the dormant winter spray is an important spray, continues to be for over a decade, and this spray can be further maximized by timing it to the phenology of the tree. For example, Professor Albrigo's bud break model timing has shown that if we can precisely time that dormant spray prior to bud break, we can actually achieve even longer periods of psyllid suppression than when waiting until that flush presents itself as an indicator of psyllid populations. So the quicker you can get to them and the quicker you can reduce them before they start to build up on those flush, the much more bang do you get for that investment in insecticide.
Any other keys to cutting costs?
Well, certainly combination of other cultural control strategies will potentially reduce inputs. If we rely on a combination of tactics, including potential use of things like kaolin, reflective mulches, and psyllid exclusion, the combination of approaches is going to have a greater positive contribution to psyllid management than relying on a single strategy alone.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.